Thank you, Mr. President. I rise today to welcome and congratulate several individuals from my Senate district who are seated on the floor. With us today, we have the Fall 2017 Stock Market Challenge winners from Montgomery Area High School who captured their sixth consecutive state championship in the challenge. This year, competing in the Advanced High School Division and Muncie Junior Senior High School, who captured the state championship in the High School Division. Both schools are located in Lycoming County. Muncie and Montgomery are the top teams of all divisions statewide, which included Advanced High School, Middle School, and Elementary School. The Stock Market Challenge participants with us today include Joe Clock, Muncie, Josh Hall, Muncie, Kyle Rupert, Montgomery, Dylan Ring, Montgomery, Carter Smith, Montgomery, and Noah Eschnauer from Montgomery. Also with them are their teachers and advisors, Ryan Minoski of Montgomery High School and Beth Baker of Muncie High School. In addition to Mr. Minoski and Ms. Baker, the students, they are joined today by Alan Dakey, President of the Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy, and Scott Krug, Co-Chairman of the Board for the Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy, which is a nonprofit organization that provides financial literacy and entrepreneurial education programs, including the stock market program for schools in Pennsylvania. For those of you who are not familiar with the Stock Market Challenge, 38 of Pennsylvania's 67 counties participate in this award-winning educational program. In the Stock Market Challenge, students are given a virtual cash account of $100,000 and divided into teams that trade common stocks, mutual funds on the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ exchanges, and earn interest on cash balances as if buying on margin, and pay a commission on all trades. Both Montgomery and Muncie students competed with over 2,600 other teams throughout the state. I might add that they were given initially $100,000, and during the time period that they participated in this game, turned it into $497,000. That's quite a gain. Their achievements are significant, and perhaps in the future we will see many of these same students achieve great success in the business or finance world. Mr. President, again, I would like to offer congratulations for my special guests from Montgomery and Muncie area high schools, and I would appreciate it if my Senate colleagues would give them a warm Senate welcome.
Will our special guests of Senator Yaw please rise from our Stock Market Challenge winners, Wrestler Joe Clock, all our special guests, we're so delighted to have you here.